Hey, 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 what is good, my good people? Yes, it is I, Travail C. W. Lynch, Mr. What. And welcome once again to the I Am The Possible podcast experience, the live version, pop-up version of the podcast. And this is still the place where possibilities become perspective. Yes, I want to welcome you once again into the I'm the Possible podcast experience. Before we jump into anything, guys, you know what I got to do. I got to pause for the cause, and you are that cause. Guys, I want to thank you so much for rocking with me. Whether you are watching live or if you are listening on a podcast platform or you're just watching it and catching it later, your presence is the greatest present that anybody that you could possibly give me. So thank you so much for rocking with me this morning, guys. Let me open up with a question. Is the glass half empty or is the glass half full? Yes, yes, yes. It is the age-old question. Glass half empty, glass half full. What makes the difference? That's right. You guessed it. Your perspective. Perspective. Today, I am sharing the power of your perspective. I want to meet someone. I want to serve someone. I want to encourage someone that may be in a space, in a place in your life where you are facing a giant, so to speak, in your life. It can be a circumstance, it can be a situation, it could be an issue in some area of your life, it can be a goal, it can be a challenge, it can be whatever it is, right? You name it, you frame it, you put it into your context, but you're up against it, right? There's something that is before you, something that may be telling you what you cannot do, what you cannot have, and what you cannot be. Because whatever it is, it stands in your way. And just like this glass of water, depending on how you look at it, it's going to inform you of some things, right? For example, if the glass of water, if you were to see it, if you were to have a perspective of it being half full, you may say to yourself, wow, it's half full. I'm halfway there. All I need to do is add a little bit more and we'll have a full glass, right? Or if your perspective on that same glass of water was, you know what, it's half empty, we're halfway done, just a little bit more and we'll be on empty. It all depends on how you look at it. Our perspectives have power. Now, by definition, power is the ability to move something. Okay. And so I want you to understand that when we say your perspective has power, your perspective contains the ability, right? If you haven't already noticed it, in your life to either move you forward or hold you back. It actually contains power to prevent some things in your life or to provide some things in your life. Think of it like this. And this is one of my greatest examples when it comes to perspectives, right? You're at a crosswalk, right? You know, you're walking down the street. Let me adjust the sound. You're walking down the street and you come to, you know, the corner and the light's red, right? It says, you know, you cannot cross yet. And so you push a little button and you wait for yourself, you know, you wait for the light to turn with the little white, you know, person in the little sign to say, okay, now it's okay to walk. Well, think about this. Let's say you push that button, right? You push that button and the little light turns white. The little guy shows up. And so the light is giving you permission to walk forward. But you look around and you see that the cars are not stopping. So even though the light says you can go ahead, you don't move based upon that light. You move based upon what you see. Right. Your perspective is I see a car coming and it's not slowing down. So rather than me focusing on what this light says I can do, I'm going to actually do or not do based upon what I see. Right. To be true on this street. Right. And that also kind of gets into perception. Right. Your perceived safety. Right. But that's for a whole nother show. But it's how you look at it. Right. I look at this as not being safe to cross. So I'm not going to cross, even though the light said, go ahead and go, you know, by law, you can move forward. No, you don't take action by law. You take action by perspective. You move or don't move based on what you see. So I want to share with you out of 1 Samuel chapter 17, right? In my little notes in today's show description, it says inspiration from 1 Samuel 17. And if you are watching with me, I want to go ahead and share my screen. And I think I can share it right there. Here, let me share it this way. All right. Now, if you're familiar with the David and Goliath story, right? You know that Goliath was this huge giant, right? And that's why I wanted to share with someone who is facing their own giant in life, right? Because we all got giants. We all got issues. We all got problems. We all got challenges. And sometimes these challenges can look and just, you know, appear, right? Too big to conquer and too big to really deal with, right? They're going to stop you from moving forward. And so we all know the story about David and Goliath. Goliath was this Philistine, huge, right? And I won't go into all of the matrix, but I mean, you know, he's a giant of a man, right? Nowadays, you would look at like your NBA star, right? 7 foot tall, I don't know, 200-300 pounds, got all this armor on. He's very intimidating. He's a giant of a man. And he's been fighting since his youth, right? So he's skilled at what he does. He's intimidating. He's got a big mouth because he's standing there at the army of the Lord. He's standing before the army of the Lord, the Israelites, and he's just bolting out all these insults and his challenges. And he's like, yo, send me your best. Send me somebody over here. I'll take them all on. And the whole army, including King Saul, is like, yo, we can't deal with this boy. We can't deal with this boy. Because of the way we see ourselves and because of the way that we see him, we cannot deal with this boy. You may be at a place in your life where you're saying to yourself, I cannot deal with this thing. I cannot overcome this thing. I can't fight this thing. Maybe this thing has whooped me before. Maybe it's defeated me before. And I just don't believe that I can do anything with this situation. Well, today I want to encourage you, not only in the power of your perspective, but at the end of this, I want to give you a very simple step, something that I've done in my life so many times before, and it has helped me so many times to get through some extremely difficult situations in my life. So let's go back to this sharing, man. So we got this story. Saul is off the hook. Goliath, he's off the hook, but he's threatening Saul and Saul's whole army, and they backing up like, yo, I can't deal with this cat. I can't do it. So we get down to where David has come down to the fighting line, and David is inquiring, yo, what's the prize for this? Yo, if somebody take this boy out, you know what I'm saying? What do I get for this? Right? Like what's on the line here, right? So they let him know what's on the line. But more than the reward, more than the prize, I want to tune in to Saul's thinking, his perspective, and I want to tune in to David's perspective. It's all about how you see a thing, okay? Now, Goliath, get this now, Goliath don't change. He's big. He's this monster. He's this giant. He's this off the hook dude who's ready to kill and destroy anybody who would step up to the line. His whole position, it never changes. The giant never changes. The situation never changes. They still in this fight. They still in this war. They still about to get it on. And just like this, it could be in your life. It's still there. The giant is still there. The challenge is still there. The situation is still there. It's not going anywhere. So what has to change? What has to change for you to have victory? It has to be your perspective. Because if the giant ain't moving, something else has to move. If the giant ain't changing, something else has to change. So what's going to change, y'all? Our perspective about a thing. Number one, about ourselves. And number two, about the situation. Now look at this right here. I believe it's verse 33. Saul replied, you are not. Now, this is David saying, yo, I'm about to go get this boy. Let me up to the challenge. Let me get at him. And here's what Saul says. Here's what the king says. Saul replies, you are not able. Now, he's telling David what he's not able to do. Remember, perspective tells us what we can do, what we can have, what we can be, or what we cannot do, what we cannot have, what we cannot be. Perspective always informs us of those three things. It always tells you what you can or cannot have, do, and be. Okay, Saul says, you are not able to go against this Philistine and fight him. You are only, look at how he's ragging on him. You are only a young man. And he has been a warrior from his youth. See how we do? See how we do? Just like that, many times in our lives, we will look at the situation and we will size ourselves up and we'll come up short every time. When we compare ourselves to the giant, we come up short. We're looking at the challenge. We're looking at the situation. We're looking at the problem. And we will quickly assess the problem as being huge and then quickly assess ourselves as being small. Here's the giant. You're great. You're mighty. Here's me. I'm small. I'm weak. Is that where you are in life right now? Your giant is so great and so mighty and so powerful, but you, to yourself, you are so weak, so small, so unable to do, have, and be what God has promised you in, right there, where it matters most, in your own mind. Because these things are not necessarily true, but it's what we've believed, it's what we've bought into, it's the perspective that we have. So now let's go back to this sharing, guys. So Saul is like, yo, man, you can't do that. You can't do that because look at you and look at him. Here's what David says. And this is the perspective that I wanted to get to you today. And then I'll go ahead and share what I want you guys to do next time you're dealing with your giant. He says, but David said to Saul, your servant, come on, your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from his mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by its hairs. I struck it and killed it. Here's the key point. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them. Now he's comparing. Now he's got a perspective. This is what I've done. And just like I got with them boys, I'm gonna get with them. This boy, just like they fell at my hands, this boy about to fall at my hands. It was a whole different perspective. One that Saul wasn't really working with. Now here's the key point, guys. This is it right here. It says, the Philistine will be like one of them because, see, David had proper alignment. This is the game changer, baby. He had proper alignment. He says, because now he's about to give credit. Now he's about to tell you why, the source, the credit to his ability to take on the bear, to take on the lion, and to take on this giant. And this is the perspective I want you to have. This is what I want you to grasp. He says, because he has defiled the armies of the living God. See, Saul was looking at it like the giant is coming at me and me only, or me and my boys. But David was like, yo, when this dude insults us, he's insulting my God. When he's coming at me, he's coming at my God. He's not just coming at me. He's coming at us. You know how back in the day, it's like one for all for one. If you hit one, you hit us all. Right. If you come at one, you're going to come at all of us. Right. Some families back in the day, we had some families back in my day, man, back on the streets I grew up on back in Toledo. If you fought one family member and that family member went back and told that you fought them, the whole family would come out the house because it was like, yo, if you get at one, you're going to get at all of us. You feel me? OK. Verse 37. The Lord who rescued me. This is still David testifying, baby. This is still David sharing his perspective, baby. He says, the Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of the Philistine. Oh, my goodness. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Ah, game changer alert, baby. Game changer alert. Perspective change alert. That's what's up. He said, yo, man, y'all don't, in so many words, I'm paraphrasing. In so many words, David said, man, y'all don't even get it, dog. You don't even get it, homie. Y'all thinking this dude is coming at y'all. And so y'all are looking at y'all strength, y'all ability, y'all power, which is about that small anyway. And yep, you should be scared. You should be not ready to run up on that line. Y'all should be ready to run home, right? But David is like, yo, I ain't looking at it like that. And this is what I want to encourage you in today. Don't be looking at your giant like he coming just at you. Don't be looking at your situation like you the only one taking it on. Don't be looking at your problem that you're dealing with like it's just you. See, that's your problem. That was my problem. And that will be my problem anytime I get my eyes off the Lord. Okay. I want to train my mouth to like not be like talking at you, but almost like talk with you. Because Jesus counted himself amongst the sinners. Like he counted himself amongst the weakest and the least. And I want that to be true of my life. I don't ever want my podcast episodes and these live episodes to come across like I'm this great teacher guru or this guy that knows everything. And now I'm just trying to sit high and speak low. I'm right there with y'all. Okay. I'm sharing my life, my life experiences. I'm sharing some things that God has dropped on my heart, but I also really want y'all to know, man, on some real, real talk, the minute I get my eyes off God, the minute I rely on myself, which I can do, which I've done, and I trust will do again at some point, and God will come rushing in again by his spirit to remind me, okay, you got your eyes off me. Will you please get your eyes back on me so you can see this thing as it really is, right? Proper perspective, right? Okay. But just as a side note, I just really want y'all to know and to really feel me on that I never, ever, 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 ever want you to feel like I'm talking at you, right? It's just, I'm passionate about getting this information to you. So I may say y'all or, you know, what y'all need to do just out, you know, just kind of out of habit, but I really want to stop that habit. So anyway, back to the regularly scheduled program. Guys, we should always have the perspective that when we are facing our giants, when we are facing our enemies, when we are facing our troubles, that we are facing them with God, that God is with us, that God is for us. And even as the Bible said, then who can be against us? Like, it's not about, and let me stop sharing. It's not about you taking on the giant by yourself and you sizing them up. Right. Whatever your giant is, you sizing them up and you come into this realization like, yo, I can't do this. I can't. I don't know what it is. Right. Again, you name it, you frame it, you put it into your context. Maybe it's a new career. Maybe it's going back to school. Maybe it's dealing with a spouse, you know, issue. Maybe it's dealing with some sort of addiction. Right. You try to kick the habit. Maybe you dealing with some dominating sin in your life. Right. That you just can't seem to get over. Maybe you dealing with, you know, some hard decision and you're worried about how other people might perceive you, right? The fear of man and you're worried about how people going to look at you and think about you. I don't know what it is. I'm just throwing stuff out there. But you get it because it's already coming up on your heart. You already know what your thing is, right? You're not in that by yourself. You feel me? You're not in it by yourself. You're with God and God is with you. And we can be just like David. We can choose to run up on our giant, right? Because I didn't continue the story, but you guys know the story. Even if you ain't no Christian, even if you ain't been to church, you know the David and Goliath story. You know how that ends. David runs up on the line, runs to the line, gets with this boy, knocks him out, one shot, boom, he's flat, cuts his head off, raises it. David does some amazing things with this perspective. And I just trust and believe. And what my prayer is for you today is that you will do and we will do some amazing things in the name of God through a proper perspective, a perspective of ourselves and a perspective of God with us. Because we got to believe that God is able to do what he says he's able to do. We got to believe that God is who he says that he is. We got to be able to read the Bible and believe that these stories are true. And that if God would rescue David, he would also rescue us. We got to like believe that God is as awesome as he is. And if you ever doubt how awesome God is, all you got to do is go out your front door and look up in the sky. Okay. If you can tell me who created the cloud, if you can tell me who created the sun, if you can tell me who created the moon, if you can tell me who created the stars, if you can tell me who created this thing called life outside of God, then you can start telling me that God ain't who he say he is. But as long as we just got the evidence all around us, stuff that we cannot give origin to other than the heart and the spirit of a living God, until you bear witness to that. I mean, come on, people. I mean, come on. Right. So God is awesome, and God can do exceedingly and abundantly far more than we could ever think or imagine. He can do that, and he will do that for those that will believe upon him. So, number one, we got to believe that God is who he says he is. And then we got to believe that he loves us enough to live in us by his spirit and to work through us by his spirit. And David worked through the spirit, man. The spirit of God was on David, and he was able to do some amazing things in this story and in this moment. And my prayer for you is that wherever you are and whatever you're dealing with, that God would come upon you and help you to do some amazing things in and through your faith in him. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to pray for a better perspective. That's it. Super simple. If you're facing your giant, whatever your giant is, go ahead and see him for what he is. David didn't pretend like Goliath wasn't what he was. I'm not asking you to pretend. I'm not asking you to go in a room and close your eyes and snap three times and pretend like everything is fine and all that. That's foolishness. Look at your situation for exactly what it is. For exactly what it is. Tony Robbins says this all the time. He says, look at a situation for what it is and count it for what it is. Just don't make it bigger than what it is. You feel me? So, okay, your situation is hard, it's difficult, it sucks. Yup, it does. That's what it is. Now that you've established your situation, now you pause. That means take a time out, get somewhere and get quiet, and you pray for this. God, give me a perspective of you, of me, that will give me victory over my giant. That's super simple, man. He will do it. Trust and believe. He's done it for me, and he will do it for you. That is the specific prayer. God, give me a perspective of you and a perspective of me that will give me victory over my enemies. And I promise you that a part of that perspective will be son, daughter, I'm with you. That thing has to overcome both of us in order to win. And last time I checked God's track record, infinity and O. You know how a boxer got like 12 wins and O losses, right? One of the top MMA stars just this past weekend finally got knocked out. He was on a streak. I forgot how many wins he had, but you know, with man and man's strength, We only got so many wins, right? Mayweather got out the game when he should have, right? And some of them wins were kind of questionable. But, you know, Mayweather was the only one to get out, right, with that perfect record. But truth be told, man, our win streak can only go so far before we get knocked out if we're doing it in our own strength. So last time I checked, God's win streak is infinity. And oh, he's never lost. He's done nothing but win, win, win. All he does is win. And when you trust and rely upon him, man, all you're going to do is win, win, win. So you're going to have to still face the giant. You still got to face the giant. You still got to put in that work. But you win. You win. All right. So hope and pray. And no, you know what? I believe. I know. I trust because I'm obeying God. I know that what I just said makes sense. If you guys follow that step, that simple one step. I just know that God's going to do some amazing things in your heart, in your mind, and through your life. All right. That's it, man. Love y'all. Praying for y'all. Believe it in y'all. Until next time. This is Travell C.W. Lynch. Mr. What? Telling you in some way today with no delay. Give you that Mutombo. No, not in my house. That Mutombo finger, right? No. With no delay. Get out there, baby, today. Woo-hoo-hoo, I'm so excited. Where you gonna go? You gonna go over there? Maybe over there. Maybe down there. I don't know. Maybe over there. Anywhere, man. Just get out there, baby. And be why it is possible. Until next time, peace.